How to turn your savings into climate-changing carbon dioxide. I'm David Brancaccio. First, President Biden today will announce he wants Congress to help him suspend the federal gas tax to lower fuel prices. If that happens, and if retailers pass along the savings to drivers, it would save about 18 cents a gallon. That and other pressure from Washington is credited by some analysts as pushing down the price of crude oil by 5% this morning. It's at $104 a barrel. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
Oil markets are global, and many factors can impact prices. Fears of a recession, which may slow demand, could be a bigger factor today. As interest rates rise, so do those fears. A new Reuters poll of economists finds most believe another three-quarter point interest rate hike from the Fed is likely next month. There's also a pressure campaign on oil companies. Industry executives have been summoned to a meeting at the White House to talk about how to increase refining capacity. The president has criticized oil companies' profits and refiners' inability to keep up with demand. Biden could invoke the Defense Production Act to bring more refining capacity online. He's already releasing record amounts of oil from the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
After the S&P 500 stock index shot up 2.5% yesterday, the weather changed and S&P futures are down 1.3% this morning. London's down 1.5%, Amsterdam down nearly 2%. Apparently, market players woke up remembering inflation. A group of U.S. renewable energy firms is pledging to buy a lot of solar panels, $6 billion worth in the coming years. Here's the stipulation, as long as they're made in America. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on the domestic solar industry's capacity to make this happen.
The industry group's commitment of $6 billion comes with some ifs. It'll buy the solar panels if manufacturing companies can make them domestically. Andres Gluski is CEO of the AES Corporation, one of the major players.
Today, the maximum installed capacity in the U.S. is about 20% of demand. So first, you know, people are going to have to invest in expanding production facilities here in the U.S.
The majority of solar panels used in the U.S. are manufactured in Asia, but that wasn't always the case. The U.S. was the leading producer of solar panels into the late 1970s, until the economics of outsourcing became undeniable. Dan Kamen's an energy professor at the University of California, Berkeley. He also advises the White House on energy policy and global development. He says with investment, the U.S. can become a leader in solar panel production again.
It's not like we are building this from ground zero, from scratch.
He says U.S. companies have the knowledge to build these solar panels. It's a matter of sourcing the inputs and building up the economies of scale that's going to take time. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
A consortium of environmental groups has put together numbers connecting the dots between where you do your banking and climate change. It's an analysis that calls on big companies doing a lot of banking to get their banks to change, but it also applies to individuals, depending on which banks they use to deposit their money. Your money is your carbon, is a phrase used by veteran environmental activist and author Bill McKibben, who wrote about this emerging movement in the New Yorker magazine. McKibben has founded a new group called Third Act to organize people over 60 on these matters. Bill, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be with you, David.
Take me through it. Google or Amazon or, I don't know, Microsoft, they don't leave their money in their own vaults or in a jar over the fridge or under Jeff Bezos' mattress, right? It's with banks. And the banks don't sit on that money. What do the banks do with the money these big tech firms have handed them that you see as destructive?
Well, the banks use that money to leverage all the loans that they're making to the fossil fuel industry. The big four American banks, Chase, Citi, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, have lent more than $1 trillion to the fossil fuel industry to build new pipelines, frack wells, since the Paris Climate Accords were signed.
So even though Google or Amazon, I mean, pick your tech company, often have earnest goals to reduce their own carbon contribution.
They've all pledged they're going to go net zero, which is good, and they've made real efforts. I mean, these big tech companies have big sustainability teams that are hard at work. But when this new data about the banks emerged, all of a sudden their carbon emissions, with this factored in, shot through the roof. Google's up 111%. So it's not that these companies are doing something sinister. Until a few weeks ago, they didn't even know this. No one did. But what it now presents is a real opportunity for these guys to, well, to drive down the world's carbon emissions.
Is that why your consortium there is picking on the big tech companies like Google and Amazon? I mean, so many companies and so many industries put money in the bank.
Well, it's just that these guys have the most of it, and they're the ones that are most committed to environmental progress. But we're not picking on them at all. We want to partner with them. We want to pick on the big banks to do the right thing. And so at Third Act, this organizing effort for people over the age of 60, we've been busy, for instance, rounding up people who are going to cut up their credit cards at year's end if these banks won't start doing the right thing.
And the way you're arguing this, it doesn't just apply to big companies with gazillions putting it into banks and the banks lending it out, in your view, the wrong way. Individuals can think about where their savings are placed, people who've been lucky enough to save for retirement.
Absolutely. The numbers are pretty remarkable. It turns out that if you have $125,000 in the mainstream banking system, that money being lent out to the fossil fuel industry is producing more carbon than all the cooking, flying, driving, heating, cooling that the average American does in an average year.
Longtime environmental activist Bill McKibben. He's founder of ThirdAct.org, which is a nonprofit organizing people over 60 for change. His piece in The New Yorker the other week is called "Could Google's Carbon Emissions Have Effectively Doubled Overnight?" Mr. McKibben, thank you very much.
What a pleasure, David. Have a good day.
We go deeper on this, including the idea that banks are not all the same when it comes to what McKibben sees as bankrolling climate change. Marketplace.org has the director's cut of our conversation. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.